Thematic tour of Narva. Legends and facts about the Great Northern War. 1700 AD, about bravery of the Szymanowski and the Preobrazhensky regiments and the army of the Tsar Peter the Great, the Swedish Lion Monument. The Narva River runs its noisy waters between the ancient fortifications, Russian and former Swedish. Two towers on the opposite banks watch each other and look like two enemies ready to start a battle. In this way, Wilhelm Kuhlenbecker, a poet, described his feelings when viewing the magnificent panorama of the castle of Narva and Ivangorod. The two castles, built during different periods and in different styles, present an architectural ensemble which is truly unique for Northern Europe. Besides Narva and Ivangorod are places of important historical events. Modern monuments remind us of these events. The Swedish Lion Monument is dedicated to the victory of the army of Charles XII over the Russian troops in the Battle of Narva in 1700. A figure of a lion made of bronze is erected on a stone pedestal, and one of the pedestals reads, "Sverige memor," meaning Sweden remembers. However, Russia also remembers the bravery of its soldiers. The Battle of 1700 was the first in a series of major battles for Narva and Ivangorod between Sweden and Russia during the Great Northern War. In September, an army of 40,000 troops led by Peter the Great, known as Peter I, approached Narva. A siege of the city started. A line of siege fortifications around Narva stretched for more than 7 kilometres. The troops of Charles XII, then aged 19, set off to assist the garrison of Narva. The army of Charles XII numbered more than 10,000 soldiers, i.e. 4 times less than the Russian army. One day before attacking the Swedes, Peter the Great left for Novgorod, entrusting the command of the Russian forces to his field marshal, Duke Charles de Croix. Peter the Great underestimated the strength of the Swedish army and the ingenious generalship of Charles XII. On the 19th of November, the Swedish army attacked the positions of the Russian troops and overran their central defences. Charles de Croix and some foreign officers surrendered. Approximately 1,000 soldiers of the Sheremetev cavalry were drowned in the Narva River when retreating. Only the Szymanowski and the Preobrazhensky guards regiments of the army of Peter the Great were holding grimly while covering the retreat of the Russian army. The legend tells that in reward for bravery of the guards during the Battle of Narva, the two guard regiments were ordered to wear red stockings in commemoration of their repelling the attacks while being sunk up to their knees in blood. This is, of course, a very beautiful legend, which, however, does not have any documented proof. Yet there is another sign of memory dating back to this event. The company officers of the guard regiments were conferred special officers' badges saying 1700 number 19, which means the 19th of November in the year 1700. At the Battle of 1700, the Swedish army lost up to 2,000 soldiers, yet the combat attrition of the Russian army was 4,000 to 6,000. After the confusion of Narva, Peter the Great realized the reason for chronic losses in battles by his army and concluded about the necessity to alter the basis of the military institution. In 1704, the Russian army once again approached Ivangorod, but this was already a different army.